thank y'all for letting me come into your, to your house. And I'm very, I'm, like I say, I'm honored. If everybody was like this community, we wouldn't have near the problems we got in Wayne County. Because I know, I've been, I live within a mile and a half of here. And I go to church right in the Liberty Lighthouse. And the reason I go down there is when my, a lot of people call it tragedy. I think it's the best thing ever happened in my life besides my wife, youngins and stuff. That's a different category. But the best thing ever happened in my life is the day I had a heart attack, January 15th. Because
this year,
it showed me what God really is, who he is. And I look at life completely different. And everything has changed. And I'm going to carry you through it. And I'm telling them, last night, the Lord come to me and refreshed my memory that I did not collect because I laid in the hospital 7 weeks critical care unit with no chance walking, talking, or living with no memory, supposed to be paraplegic. But let me start at the front and we'll go through. I'm going to talk about my background. I was born and raised, lived right there on Old Scriven Road, right down Empire. At 11, 10 years old, my mama made sure I went to church, and I was with the first over there at the New Bethel Church, and I got saved. I got baptized, and I walked with the Lord. Then later on, I got married, and I wound up at a Methodist church. I've been in the Church of God's, but we all serve the same Lord. It's the same Jesus. And I don't go by Baptist, Methodist, I'm a child of God. And that's all it is. And what happened, my wife of 36 years got homebound about 10 years ago. And I, at that time, I decided to go out to church. I went to out there at Parkway. And they kept saying, all you got to do is touch her, she'll heal. Okay. I go Sunday after Sunday. I get on my knees, I pray. She never gets better. So I said, no, I'm not, I got to get out of this. So instead of going to church, which I should have been going, I come home, I stay at home, I cook dinner, I get back there and I read the Bible and I have my own church. And I did this for years. And I wasn't in church. But February the 15th, I was at my house, and I had a premonition that something was going to happen to me. So I started getting my land cut up where I could give it to my children. I didn't want to just go, but I told my crew. I run a crew. I build houses and roof. And I said, I ain't going to be here. Y'all got to learn this stuff. You got to be able to do this. And they said, what? I said, I'm 68 years old, big 6'9 September. I said, all my friends are dying. You know, I'm supposed to go to a class reunion 50th year. We couldn't go because of COVID. We started with 220 and we got 44 left. So when you get older, you got to think of it, but you need to be thinking when you're young about the Lord and how you treat him. If he's not your best friend, you need to get rid of the rest of them. He got to be your best friend. He got to lead you and listen to him. Because, and you can't wait till you get in trouble to call him. If he don't know who you are, he's not going to answer that phone. And what happened? I was with my nephew and we was cleaning up. And I had a fella cut my timber, a good friend of mine. And he said, sign a contract. I said, we don't need a contract. Don't need it. He said, yeah, we need a contract for it to show you how much I'm paying. I said, well, I reckon you could have a wreck. I could die of a heart attack. Well, 5 minutes later, I had a heart attack. 5 minutes. I saw him the other day, he said, you shouldn't have said that. But I was in my truck, we had loaded some stuff, me and my nephew, and all of a sudden my chin got swollen up this big. And my fingers went limp. They're still paralyzed now, a little. That don't bother me. And something set on my chest. And I told him, I said, I've already had 3 heart attacks and 2 strokes before, that was 2010, and I missed 2 days of work then. So when I had this heart attack, I thought I was going to the hospital, get it fixed, and come home. That was me. So we headed up to the my boy is a paramedic, and he was in Nashville, Tennessee on vacation, and I forgot. So I drove myself to the ambulance, and of course they were gone. I called my boy and I said, I'm having a heart attack. He said, was your leg hurting? I said, no, my heart's hurting. And by that time he pulled up, I got him checking blood pressure, and you nurses will know what I'm talking about. And my blood pressure was 223/222, and my heart rate was 33. So they said, we'll carry you in a minute. I said, no. I've got my nephew. I said, drop me off at the emergency room. So I went in. They said, paper. I said, no, I'm going back. I'm having a massive heart attack. And one of my best friends is Dr. Pullmore. He's a black fellow. He's over to the emergency room. He used to eat at my barbecue. I used to have Rex's barbecue, and he used to eat at my barbecue place. And he told me, he said, you're walking dead. Get in here. So I got in, and I laid on there, and one of my boy's wives down the road, he's had four, but one of his step-youngins, which loved me to death, and we helped raise her, she crawled to bed, started rubbing my head, and all the nurses gathered around, they all knew me, and the phone rang, and I answered it, and I said, who's this? And they said, well, it's so-and-so from the Christmas tree farm, and I would like for you to check my roof today. I said, I'm having a heart attack. I'll get it Friday. And he told me, get off the phone. And I said, okay. Then he said, we got to do something quick. I said, what? He said, we got to try to stop the truck. I said, why? He said, you're dead in 2 minutes if we don't. And I said, well, stop it. Well, he gave me a beta blocker. It's supposed to stop the heart attack. Well, it caused me to have a stroke. And all the blood in my body went in my brain, which is a death sentence. Actually, what my doctor told me when we got through at the end, about a month ago, that I'm one out of 1,000 that lived out of this, of his patients. And what happened, he started to load me, and he said, load him up, we can't fly him, load him up. And he looked at me and said, as your doctor and as your friend, it was nice knowing you. And it started to hit on me, I wasn't going home. And he said, load him up, we can't fly him, get him in there. And he said, you know, as a doctor and your friend, you're not going to make a smile. You're not going to make it out of Wayne County unless divine intervention. Get your house in order. I said, Doc, my house is in order. Load me up. I'll see you when I get back. Well, I got to Walmart. I started dying. I could feel it. I was going out. And I just hollered out, Jesus, Jesus, get in this ambulance. Right now, you know who's calling you. You know me. You know I'm saved. You know I'm going to heaven. If it's time, I'm coming. If it's not, get in this ambulance. Heal me. Bring me back. I will testify. I will never do anything, ever put nothing in my body, ever say anything to anybody that would hurt my testimony, and I'll serve you, and we will work for the kingdom forever. And open my eyes. And this is, you know, you hadn't heard this before. I looked up and I seen Jesus' face. Very dark skinned, long haired face with a tear inside, and it dropped in my ambulance. Now we can stop that story right there, because I went out. I didn't wake up for 30 days. I was out 10 days. My wife was in there, and I just realized this, God came to me last night, and I had that dream, and I was talking to her, and she come in there, and that's the first time I remember. 10 days, they come in there and said, please sign this, to let him go. He's dead, let him go. He's suffering, they was giving me morphine. Tied to a bed with dog collars. And she said no, he said no, because her first husband had died like that. And She had rubbed my head and kissed my face, and now I remember it, but I didn't remember it. I didn't remember anything. And then they said, we'll give him 20 days, we'll put a pacemaker and see if he'll make it. But we got to see life before we do it. So 20 days, they got my son. My mama was 89 years old, y'all. And she was up there for 16 days. And 20 days, she had gone home, but they pulled everything off, pulled the respirator off. My son showed the pictures on Facebook, and I cried because I didn't realize how bad I was paralyzed completely. My arms wouldn't move. But when they pulled the respirator off, my son told me, after I got to the hospital, he said, "Your paralyzed hands did this and come down." And that's why I'm here. But they give me the pacemaker. 10 days later, I woke up. Now, I was still battling. I was paralyzed completely. I couldn't talk. They told my family, my son had already got ready to build me a place where he could take care of me because I was going to be a paraplegic. Never walk or talk again. Told my daughter, "You'll never be on the roof." Guess what? 3 weeks ago, I crawled on the roof. I can roof. And I just started battling. And I was so determined. God was in me. When the housekeeper come in, I laid hands on her and prayed for her. When the doctor come in, I laid hands. And I kept my story to my brother Joey. He's a deacon at Old Bethel Church. And I told him what happened. He started crying and praying. But, you know, I kept on and kept on. And I was, they finally moved me to my daughter, bless her heart. She spent like $200 to buy me a blanket because I was freezing to death. I went from 185 to 140 in 7 weeks in the hospital. My arms were really little. And she'd buy blankets, and my mama would kiss me on the cheek and say, "Baby, you okay?" And I didn't know what was in. I really didn't know what was going on for a lot. But finally, they moved me to St. Joseph County, and that's rehab. And I'm working so hard, I did more than 2 days with God inside me than the rest of the 20 had done in a week, 2 weeks. But on a Friday morning, I was supposed to get out 10 days later. My son called me. He said, "Mama fell, broke her hip. She's in the hospital. She's dying. She wants to see you." And I said, "Get here." He said, "You can't get out." I said, "Get here." He called me when he got there. I snuck out of the hospital with my pajamas on, crawled in the truck, went. That was it. He got me at 1 o'clock, and at 4 we got to Wayne Memorial. I walked in, kissed on the cheek. And she was struggling, and she said, "Rex, you home?" I said, "Yeah, God healed me. God saved me." And she said, "Well, I love you, homecoming in heaven," and raised her hand and died. I did not shed a tear, y'all. I know where my mama is. And since then, you know, I got home, and they told me, "You can't drive, you can't do this, you can't do that." After I left the hospital, I come home, I tried to put some britches on. I had 34s, y'all. They fall to my ankles. I went outside. I got a rope, and I cut it, and I tied my britches on. I got in my truck, and I went to Walmart, and I got me some 29s, and I still can wear them. But I'm back up to 164 now. But I got two steaks, salads, baked potato, come home and cook my wife a steak and eat. And then every morning, we had the funeral. I didn't like the way the preacher preached at the funeral. I did not like it. And I know we got the preachers in here. I want to tell you, don't try to save somebody at the graveyard. That is wrong to me. You should celebrate their life. Celebrate them. And people should be able to, you'll do more walking with God and they're watching you than you will preaching at them. I can promise you. But ever since then, they said, you know, I'm still paralyzed in the left and here, but I got a cane, and I get up in the morning and go to Hell of the House. I've given my testimony 200 times at the Hell of the House, and you know, I have. And I've also been, when I first got out, I went over to the Scriven Church I got, and I was long hair, looked bad, and they asked me to testify, and it wasn't me. It's got nothing to do with me. It's all God. So Jesus, they asked me to give a testimony, and the whole small church went up to the altar. All of them got up when they got through, and seven teenagers gave her heart to God that day. That was through me. God can take any old vessel, anything, and recycle them. He's the best recycler in the world. And put you back to doing what you're supposed to. So I started going out to the track, trying to walk, trying to get better with a cane. And this is the only time I went against God since all this has happened. I'm out there walking, and all I can do is walk. And he says, run. And I say, no, I got to learn how to walk first. He said it again. And then I looked at him, I said, what if I fall? He said, get up. Guess what? I knew I was fixing to fall on my face because my legs wouldn't work. I'd already fell at the house three or four times trying to get to the bathroom. But guess what? I took off, I run here to the highway. Have my cane, stop, do it. Now I'm doing 1 mile in 8 minutes and 2 miles in 21 minutes. I do it four times a week. Crawl on the roof and I'm working and I'm serving God, and I hadn't missed a chance to go to church. And I'm telling you, it was an honor to be here. And I just thank y'all.